Okay, good evening, everybody. So two shilas that came up recently. One, really, I was going to do last week already, but I don't remember why I chose not to do it last week, but we'll give that as an option. And that is the following. I don't think I gave this as an option last week. You'll correct me if I'm wrong. Someone sent me a text right after Yantif, right after Pesach, and it read as follows. Shavua Tov Rebbe, a Lemaisa Smichas Chaver question that came up over Shabbos/Chag. Smichas Chaver, just because it was something related to the limud that we were doing in Smichas Chaver. Here it is. Trump was in the area of the hotel we were staying at over the second days. You know where this is going? Yeah, you know exactly where it's going, right? And Donald Trump, President Trump, was in the area of the hotel we were staying at over the second days, and he decided to come into the dining room and speak for a few minutes to the program. It was a very modern program, and some Jews, unfortunately, immediately took out their phones and started to record. Many of the waiters and waitresses took out their phones as well. Is it mutter to watch the videos as they're circling around, they're circulating around now? I'm not sure who took the video in particular that I'm watching, but there's a good chance if it's circulating around from WhatsApp groups that it was taken by someone from a firm family, someone from, one of the Jewish people. So essentially, this is a Maaseh Shabbos issue, meaning we've all seen these videos probably. The question is, should we have seen these videos, meaning if they were taken on Shabbos Yom Tov? So that is Shaila number one. Shaila number two is as follows. B'chvod harav, my wife tries to count Sfira every night with a bracha. She usually succeeds to go the whole way, Baruch Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem. So, a lot of religion in this one. The other night, she said Kriya Shema al Hamita, including a mapil, and then as soon as she put her head on the pillow, she sprung back up, realizing she made gestures to me until I figured it out that she hadn't yet counted. Is she allowed to get up and count at that point, or must she wait until morning? I guess I'm asking in case it happens again, and also because I want to know the right answer, regardless of what I actually told her to do. So thanks so much. Okay, so that is the shaila. So again, shaila number one is if Donald Trump happens to waltz into your Pesach program and all the front people start taking videos, are you allowed to watch the videos? And shaila number two, if a woman who normally counts Sfira realizes after saying Hamapil, or a man for that matter, maybe Chapsanaf Miro, let's see, realizes after saying Hamapil that they didn't count Sfira yet, so is it too late? Can they count Sfira at that point after saying the bracha of Hamapil? Okay, all those who want to talk about Shaila number one, Donald Trump. All those who want to talk about Shaila number two, Hamapil. Okay, so we have a significant Donald Trump majority over here. Let's see what the Zoomers say. Zoomers say 2-1-2-1-1-2. It's even on Zoom, so I guess we're going with Donald Trump. Okay, so let's go with Donald Trump. New, so Paskin the Hamapil Shaila for me? New? Lemaisa?
I think she should Sfira. Say Sfira.
Yeah, I think for sure she should say Sfira. And that's what the guy told her, so it's okay. Yeah, that's so, what you were saying.
But
right.
Nevinsal said, Nevinsal is like, no talking whatsoever.
Mishra Berurah says like that, so there are those who try to be machlokes like Mishra Berurah, and we should try to be machlokes like Mishra Berurah. Where it comes up, I wrote about this in my Sefer, actually, in my second Sefer. I wrote about Hamapil. So where it comes up is when it comes to Asher Yatzar. Person has to go to the bathroom. I have to say Hamapil. So, do you say Asher Yatzar? So most of the poskim say yes. And over here, it's even more so. It's a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah that may cost you. It could cost you the whole mitzvah if you forget. Okay, so let's talk Donald Trump. So this sugya of Maaseh Shabbos is a very relevant sugya. In fact, I would say if let's say I were to know somebody who were to teach smicha students about what they need to know when they're going to be rabbis, I would say this would be one of the things that they would have to highlight, that they would tell smicha students, this is important because this will come up in a million different contexts. When something is done on Shabbos, when melacha is done on Shabbos by a Jew, are you allowed to get benefit from it, or by a non-Jew? Meaning you need to know the sugya of Maaseh Shabbos very well. It's Simin Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph. Simin Shin Yud Ches is Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos, but the first Sif in Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos is about if someone is mevashel on Shabbos, can you eat the food? Right, that's what it's about. So let's discuss some of the basic rules. There is a Gemara. The Gemara is in Chulin on Daf Tesvav, and the Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to get hana'a from malacha that was done on Shabbos by a Jewish person. And the Mishnah has a three-way machlokas, Tanaim. Three-way machlokas, Tanaim, what exactly the rules are. Now, it gets somewhat complicated because the machlokas involves if the person did it b'shogeg, if the person did it b'mezid, different rules, whether the Jew violated the Avera b'shogeg or violated b'mezid. So let's try to clear the deck a little bit and not go through the whole sugya. Let's just say, do we have to look into shogeg or look into mezid in this situation? People on a Pesach program taking out their phone to video Donald Trump. It's amazing, right? So this is amazing. They know what Yontif is. They're on a Pesach program. You know, they know what Yontif is. They know what Shabbos is. And they know that they're not supposed to be doing this. And they do it, right? So that is, so we're talking about people who are doing this b'mezid. So we don't have to discuss shogeg, I don't think we have to discuss shogeg in this case. So let's talk about b'mezid. So there are three basic shitos about if a Jew does malacha b'mezid, are you allowed to benefit from that malacha? The shita of Rabbi Meir is that if a Jew does malacha on Shabbos b'mezid, then on Shabbos it's usher for anybody, that person who did the malacha or anybody else, to get hana'a from that malacha. But on Motsoi Shabbos, it's mutter for everybody to get hana'a from the malacha. Meaning, even if that person were to become a Baal Tshuva by Motsoi Shabbos and they want to know, can I watch the video that I took of President Trump speaking at my Pesach program? The answer is yes. On Motsoi Shabbos, it's mutter for everybody. It's only on Shabbos that it's aser. Motsoi Shabbos is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is there's a difference between the person who did it and others. For the person who did it, it's aser forever. On Shabbos, after Shabbos, you're never allowed to get benefit from it. For everyone else, it's mutter, but only after Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's aser, but after Shabbos could be mutter for other people, not for the person who took the video. Now, in this case, probably the people taking the video aren't asking the shayla. So the people asking the shayla are the people who didn't take the video. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chora, it would be mutter, because after Shabbos, it's mutter. Then you have the shita of Rabbi Yochanan Hassander. Rabbi Yochanan Hassander says, if a Jew does malacha b'mezid on Shabbos, it is usher for everybody to get hana from that malacha forever, period, right? No one may ever get hana from that malacha. So how we paskin in this machlokas is very relevant. I mean, think about it. It's not just, you know, taking videos of Donald Trump. I should probably shut up WhatsApp. That's going to be annoying the whole time. So it's not only about taking a video. I mean, think of other cases where this might come up, where Jews do malacha and others benefit from malacha. Anyone here a sports fan? Ever follow the Yankees or the Mets? So the Yankees have announcers named John Sterling. It's really not his name. I think his real name is like John Steinmetz or something. And Susan Walden, and that really is her name. They're both Jewish, right? The Mets have an announcer named Howie Rose, also Jewish, right? Is he still announcing for the Mets? I'm not much of a Mets fan, but whatever. Not that I believe listening to Susan Walden calling a game is hana'a by any stretch of the imagination for anybody, but leave it to you if someone were to actually get hana'a from that. So there's a game going on Shabbos. They're announcing the game on Shabbos. They're doing malacha on Shabbos. So are you, if you pass on a Rabbi Yochanan, nobody's ever allowed to get hanaf from that malacha. So you're never allowed to watch. Derek Jeter hit his 3,000th hit on Shabbos, right? It was a home run on Shabbos. I remember my family and I were staying at a hotel. It was around visiting day. So we stayed at a hotel, the Woodcliffe Lake Hilton, before visiting day on the way up to camp for that Shabbos. And in the lobby there's a big television. And I remember my son Zachariah came running in and said, Derek Jeter just hit his 3,000th hit and it was a home run. I'm like, Zachariah, you have a Sheker problem. You have an MS problem. You know, like, stop making stuff up. And he was telling the truth, of course. But you know, then it's like, why were you watching? It was there. He was walking by. So that happened on Shabbos. So if you want to hear about, you know, like, you get excited when you hear the call, history with an exclamation point, right? No one's familiar. Okay, then that would be an issur of getting hana from the malacha even after Shabbos, right? If you hold like the Rabbi Yochanan. So how do we paskin? So let's get one thing out of the way. You know, let's get the psak halacha clear first. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Chesed Aleph paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that the malacha was violated by shogeg. Everyone's allowed to benefit from it on Motzei Shabbos, and if it was violated by mezid, it's asr forever for the guy who did it, but it's mutter for everybody else on Motzei Shabbos, which means v'mezid, our case, Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbi Yehuda, who is not the most mekil, but he's the middle opinion, that everyone else is allowed to get a hanaf from it after Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon, Paskins, Mishmur quotes Vilna Gaon and Sifkat Nazarim, that Paskins like Rabbi Meir, that if the Malach was done b'shogeg, everyone could get hanaf from it right away. If it was done b'mezid, everyone could get hanaf from it after Shabbos. So either way, whether you paskin like the Gra, whether you paskin like the Mechaber, if you're not the person that took the video and it's now after Shabbos, you're allowed to get hanaf from it. And Mishnah Berurah says, even if it were subject to Machlokas, Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, b'makom matzorech, we're allowed to be somech on the Gra. Right? In difficult circumstances, we're allowed to be somech on the Gra. However, there is a further Machlokas. Meaning right now, it seems like we're in the clear. It's after Shabbos, you know, you're not the person who took the video, so regardless of how you paskin, we don't paskin Rabbi Yochanan Sander, so regardless of how you paskin, whether it's Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir, we're good, you're allowed to get Hana. However, the Beis Yosef quotes a Machlokas. What does it mean you're allowed to get Hana after Shabbos, when the Malacha was done on Shabbos? According to the Rambam, it means that as soon as Shabbos is over, you're allowed to get Hana from the Malacha. However, Rashi, Beis Yosef quotes, Rashi holds that no, you have to wait B'Kadei Sheyasu, the amount of time that it would take to do the Malacha after Shabbos, because there is such a din by a Malacha done by a Nachri for you. The halacha is if a Nachri does Malacha for you on Shabbos, you're allowed to get Hana from that Malacha, but you have to wait for the amount of time that it would take for him to do that malacha for you after Shabbos. I remember, I wonder if we still have the sign, but it used to be the first kosher Dunkin' Donuts in the country, I believe, or one of the first, is the Dunkin' Donuts in the Five Towns on Rockaway Turnpike. It went kosher really early, and it was a big deal. Like, I remember as a kid when that happened, it was like, Dunkin' Donuts, we're going to be able to eat Dunkin' Donuts. So it was like a very exciting thing. And the Vadakashas at the time said, but if you go Motzei Shabbos, give it an hour before you go Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yontif. Why did they say give it an hour? Because they're Nachar making the donuts there. They're making the donuts for the customers. And you want to wait, because they Shayasu, the amount of time that it would take for them to make the donuts if they did it after Shabbos. Because when a Nachri does Malacha for you, you're supposed to wait, because they Shayasu. So the Shaila is, and what about if a Jew does Malacha? Do you also need to wait B'Kadei Sheyasu? Are we more makel when a Jew does Malacha that you don't even need to wait the amount of time it takes to get the Malacha done? You could do it right away? Or do we say, no, you got to be at least as machmir as you are when a guy does the Malacha? You would think a guy doing Malacha is much more kal, right? It's much more serious if a Jew does the Malacha. So if you have to wait B'Kadei Sheyasu when a guy does the Malacha, of course you have to wait B'Kadei Sheyasu when a Jew does the Malacha. So that's Machlokes Rambam and Rashi. Now, why would you not need to wait B'Kadei Sheyasu? So what exactly is the svara? So the Taz explains that the reason you would not, by the way, Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that you're allowed to do Malacha immediately. You don't have to wait for B'Kadei Sheyasu. So says the Taz the following, that the reason you have to wait for B'Kadei Sheyasu when a non-Jew does Malacha, the amount of time it would take to do the Malacha after Shabbos when a non-Jew does the Malacha, is because we're afraid that if you can ask a non-Jew to do Malacha for you on Shabbos, and then the second Shabbos is over, you could just benefit from it right away, there's nothing to deter you from asking a non-Jew to do Malacha for you. I mean, you'll just commit Amir La'akum all the time, because, you know, it's it makes your life easier. You know, I need a car waiting for me to get to the airport after Shabbos. Much easier for me to tell the housekeeper, call an Uber for me while it is Shabbos. They'll come and they'll be there for me after Shabbos. I don't have to wait for B'Kadei Sheyasu, and I'll be able to go right away. So in order to discourage that, you have to wait for B'Kadei Sheyasu. But when it comes to a Jew doing Malacha, there's no such concern. Because, now, how you finish that sentence makes a huge difference. Why is there no such concern? So there's Machlokas Taz and Magen Avram, because, so the Taz says that you would never ask a Jew to do Malacha for you. Meaning the concern by a Nachri is that you'll ask, people have, for whatever reason, a very lax attitude about Amir al-Nachri. I like to quote Rav Yisrael Reisman, Shlita, said that when he was a child, he said, something magical has occurred over the course of several decades, he said when he was a child, he remembers that there used to be an Isser called Amir La'akum. Now, apparently, there's a Heter called Amir La'akum, but he's not sure when it became a Heter called Amir La'akum. There is an Isser called Amir La'akum. So, you know, that there's an Isser. It's not a Heter called Amir La'akum. There are certain circumstances where you're allowed to do Amir La'akum because of whatever tzorech or whatever, but there's an Isser called Amir La'akum. But people are not so... not so strong in the observance of that Isser, and therefore says the Taz, I'm concerned that if a Nachri does Melacha for you, you might come to ask him to do it next time if you're able to benefit from it immediately after Shabbos. But by Yisrael, you're never going to ask a Yisrael to do a Melacha for you. Magen Avraham says a little differently. He says, if a Nachri does Melacha for you, yeah, you're going to come to ask him. But by Yisrael, even if you ask him, he's never going to do it for you, because he's a Jew. Why in the world would he listen to you? He'll say, well, excuse me, I observe Torah and Mitzvos. I'm not going to do a Melacha for you. It would be a big nafkamina between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and that is...
No, I'm just saying, but the Jews in this case with the Trump video, they would do it.
So the big nafkamina is, what if you have a Jew that you know will do it? You know, he doesn't care about observing the Mitzvos. He observes. He's not Shomer Shabbos. He does averos all the time. He's perfectly happy doing averos. So that is where it gets interesting. So if you say like the Magen Avraham, like the Taz, and that you would never ask the Jew, so then you don't need to wait b'kadei sheyasu. But if you say like the Magen Avraham, then with the Jew, you would also need to wait b'kadei sheyasu, because the point is that the Jew would not listen to you, but this Jew would listen to you. So, prima gadim's mesupak, whether you need to wait b'kadei sheyasu or not, I think many are machmir to wait b'kadei sheyasu if you can, if it's feasible, but it's at least a suffix whether you need to wait b'kadei sheyasu. But then there's another factor over here. If a Jew intentionally does malacha on Shabbos, he's not allowed to get benefit from it, according to Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin, as Shulchan Aruch paskins, but everybody else is allowed to benefit from it after Shabbos. And Mishmar says that even if the Jew cooked food specifically for you, even if the Jew took the video for you, he did malacha for you, it's still, you're not the one who did the malacha, and therefore you still have that kula after Shabbos. Comes along the Ksav Sofer, and the Ksav Sofer says that if he's a Jew that cooks for you all the time, he does malacha all the time, meaning he's always being mechal Shabbos. So the entire reason you're allowed to benefit from the food after Shabbos is because you won't ask him to cook for you, like the Magen Avraham said. But so the Ksav Sofer says, and therefore, if you know that he will listen to you when you ask him, you also are never allowed to get benefit from the food. He goes a step further. We treat it more chamor than when a Nachri asks, than when a Nachri does malach for you. When a Nachri does malach for you, you got to wait b'kadei sheyasu. Says except so far, when a Jew does malach, it's more chamor than that. I, Magen Avraham said, but he's never going to listen to you. Yeah, but if you know that he will listen to you, so then we have to make a gzera that we're even more machmir, and therefore you're never allowed to get hana from that malacha. So that's the chumra of the Ksav Sofer, that malacha is off limit, that hana from that malacha is off limits to you forever. So now we're in trouble, right? Meaning, we started off by saying, no problem, we pass him like either Rabbi Yehuda, the Grub passing like Rabbi Meir, either way, you're not the person who did the malacha, you're allowed to get hana from it on Motzai Shabbos. And then we said, but wait a second, maybe you have to wait b'kadei sheyasu, because by a nachri you have to wait b'kadei sheyasu. So we said, okay, maybe machlokas taz magen avram, totally in that machlokas, suffik of the prima gadim, do you have to wait b'kadei sheyasu, do you not have to wait b'kadei sheyasu? Okay, so maybe you have to wait b'kadei sheyasu. So that was the first problem, is that maybe you have to wait b'kadei sheyasu. Now the second problem is, the Ksav Sofer says, b'kadei sheyasu is not even enough. Yeah, you have to wait forever. It's never going to be mutter for you. It's always going to be aser. So it comes along with Tzvi Pesach Frank in Tshuvas Hartzvi, Simon Kuf Pei. Tzvi Pesach Frank says that he argues on the Ksav Sofer. And he says, the Ksav Sofer made up a gzera that Chazal didn't have. Meaning, I get it, he says. I get why you'd want to make this gzera. But guess what? You're not Chazal. You don't get to make gzeros. Chazal made the rules over here of Melacha Shabbos. So you can't just make up your own gzeira that it's going to be aser forever. And so Tzvi Pesach Frank, you want to be machmir like the Prima Gadim Safik to say that it's aser b'kadei sheyasu? Okay, gezunt heit, you can be machmir like that Magen Avraham, like that Prima Gadim. But to go and make your own gzeira that it's going to be aser forever, that's too much. You know where this came up? There was a big to-do. They built the train from Yerushalayim to, where was it, to Ben-Gurion or whatever. I actually took it for the first time. I had never taken it before. When I flew to Eretz Yisrael, whatever it was, like a month ago, I went for a bar mitzvah for a Shabbos, so my wife and I took the train. Very geschmack. The only thing is when it leads you off in the middle of Yerushalayim, you gotta then walk with all your suitcases to wherever, or get a taxi or whatever. But very geschmack, you know, very very nice train. And cheap, costs like nothing, you know, very convenient. So yeah, I'm going to start doing that more often, I think. But when they built that train on Shabbos also. They were building that train on Shabbos, so there were kol kareis. I mean, you don't have to do much to get kol kareis all over the place in Israel, you know. Slave the Baruch Hashem, Yom HaTzimut. So, but there were kol kareis everywhere that you never allowed to use this train, and it's Meister Shabbos and this and that. So, nu, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to use the train? So, if you're going to be machmir, that you got to wait for the day. It was Jews doing the malacha, let's say. Let's assume it wasn't Arabs doing the malacha. If it was Arabs doing the malacha, you got to wait for Kadesh Yasu. If it was Jews doing the malacha, you might also have to wait for Kadesh Yasu. So how long is Kadesh Yasu? So someone did a cheshbon, however long the train project took, take 1/7 of that amount of time when they were working on Shabbosos, and add that to the tail end of the project. So by now we're good, I think. I think it took 7 years. So add an extra year onto the project, and then you'd be allowed to do part of the whole. Like this Ksav Sofer, it never becomes Mutar. It's going to be also forever. Or what if you were one of the guys that were working on the train, and then you became a Baal Tshuva? That must happen all the time. So then you're the person who did the Malacha, and then you became a Baal Tshuva. So for the person himself, it could be a much bigger problem, right? Because according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, for the person himself, it's also forever. He doesn't have the heter of Motzei Shabbos. Then he might need to rely on the Gra, right? The Gra passings like Rabbi Meir, that even for the person himself, it's going to be Motzei. So that's where, you know, it came up. It gets labedic sometimes. So that's the Shaila, right? So the question is, let's say we don't hold like this Ksav Sofer. Let's assume Ksav Sofer is not allowed to make his own gzeros, so we don't hold like the Ksav Sofer. So you got to wait for Kadesh Yasu. How long after Shabbos would it take a person to take a video of Donald Trump speaking at a Pesach program?
5 minutes.
Until next Pesach.
Until next Pesach, right? Never. Meaning, he's not going to do it again. He didn't do it. You're never going to catch Donald Trump in that moment again.
The malacha only took.
But if Kadesh Yasu means that you could have done. Think about the logic of Kadesh Yasu. That I'm afraid you're going to ask him to do it next time, so we don't want to give you any benefit from having had the malacha done on Shabbos, so you'll have to wait the amount of time that it would have taken for you to do it after Shabbos. Well, for you to do it after Shabbos, he was long gone by after Shabbos. You weren't going to be able, you would get a video of an empty podium, and that wouldn't be cool. That wouldn't go around on the WhatsApp chats. No one would be interested in watching that. So maybe the Kadesh Yasu is forever on something like that, which, by the way, would be a huge chumrah, because that would mean all the Yankee highlights and the Mets highlights and all the news that comes from Israel, where people are reporting on things that are going on and there are Jewish reporters. If you're going to have to wait for Kadesh Yasu and there are things that happened on Shabbos Yom Tov, you're going to have to wait forever if you assume that that's Kadesh Yasu. Again, this is assuming, like the Magen Avraham, that we have to wait for Kadesh Yasu even when a Jew does the malacha. By the Nachri, it's not a problem if a Nachri does malacha, but let's say if a Nachri is the announcer, let's say Michael Kay, I don't think he's Jewish, so let's say he's the one, the history of the exclamation mark. So let's say you have a Nachri that's an announcer, so he's not announcing it for you, he's announcing it for a lot of Goyim and also for some Jews, all the Yankees, I don't know. It's like when you see the chassid on out of town with the long pace, but he's incognito. It's always the Yankees hat, right? It's a disproportionate number of from Jews are Yankees fans. For good reason, they're really good. I had the opportunity to ask Rav Shachter about this last week. We were at his house on Friday, very geschmack, and he said that. He said a few things that I never heard him say before, actually, that may not be super relevant to this particular shayla, but are just some cool ideas. He said, first of all, there's a halacha that mumar is dino ka'akum, that someone is a mumar, who's a mechal Shabbos b'farasi, let's say, has the din of an akum. So by an akum, you got to wait for Kadesh Yasu, right? So meaning, forget about the fact that whatever is Cheshmut the Magen Avraham, just the fact that he's a Mumar. And he said that the din of Mumar Dino Ka'akum applies even to Kula, which is a Chiddush. And his raya was, he says, Beis Yosef quotes a raya to this from a Tosus and Erevin, that it's amazing, you just throw things at him and It's like Kol HaTorah Kulo just like comes out. So he says, yeah, the Beis Yosef Raya from the Tosfos and Erev, and that the Tosfos and Erev discusses the Gemara over there, that if there's, let's say, you know, you have to make an Erev, right? When you're in a town, the Erev is a sheet of everyone gets together and they partner in the box of matzahs, and they are socha rishos from all the nachrim that live in the neighborhood. Let's say there's only one Jew in the entire neighborhood. You need to be socha rishos from the nachrim. So the Gemara says, no, you don't need to be socha rishos from the nachrim, because they were never misakin that you need to be socha rishos, because it's milsul shchicha that one Jew would live amongst a whole bunch of nachrim, because that would be very dangerous, because you know, in many times throughout history, living amongst Nachrim is a good way to guarantee that you're going to get killed. So it was such a milsul shchicha that they weren't goes there. But let's say you're the only frum Jew, and there's a lot of mumrim, there's a lot of mechalei Shabbos b'faresi around you. So Tos says, l'kula, we're allowed to rely that you don't need to be socher rishos. Because Mumar is Dino Kanachri, it's as if there's one Yisrael among many Nachrim. So Mumar Dino Kanachri is not only a Din L'Chumra, it's a Din L'Kula as well. So that's Stab, not really related to our Shaila. Then he pointed out, and this may be related to our Shaila, but it's also an interesting idea. He said that Mumar Dino Kanachri is something that we very rarely apply nowadays, right? We're not eager to call anybody a Mumar. So what does it take to be a Mumar? So we said before, Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesia. So famous Chazanish in Hilchos Shechita that says, no one is really Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesia B'zman Hazeh, because everyone's just a Tinok Shenishba. No one really understands the severity of Shabbos, and the Yetzer Haras are so great, v'chulei v'chulei. So no one really has the din of Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesia. So, okay, Rav Shechter, Binyan Tzion says like that. There are many Marmakomos like that. Says Rav Shechter, there are two ways one can become a Mumar. A person can become a Mumar by being Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesia, or could they become a mumar by being a mumar in rov of the mitzvah sator. So he said, how do you define? So he said, the first kind of mumar we don't have anymore. Inachinami, Chazanish is right. He's a tinuk shenishba. A mumar in rov of the mitzvah sator means not like out of 613, you take 307 and say, okay, that's the rov. No, it means rov of what they've heard of, rov of the mitzvahs that they're familiar with, they don't observe. And if you have rov of the mitzvahs they've heard of that they don't observe, then you don't have the tinuk shenish b'svara. They've heard of these mitzvahs, and they don't observe these mitzvahs, that would still have a din of a mumar. So he said, mistama, these people at a Pesach program that are, you know, taking videos, maybe they would have a din of a mumar with regard to that. Again, it doesn't make a huge difference in our case, because if mumar is dino ka'akum, so you need to wait for B'kadei Sheyasu. You know, Rav Shechter thought that B'kadei Sheyasu never happens and that people should not watch these videos. There is makom lahakel, obviously, over here, because they are Jewish people, and could be that by a Jew, even a Jewish mumar, you would not say dino ka'akum in this case, because you would never ask a mumar to do malacha for you, right? You still have the svar of the Taz. But Rav Shechter thought that people should not be watching these videos. I'll just close with this. One thing that struck me was that when we asked him the Shaila, the pain on his face when I described the scene of people who were sitting there at a Yantav Suda, you know, why is it that at a Pesach program you have like that people are taking that, they're carrying their phones? Because families are big, and families are diverse, and families are complicated. Like, it's typical. Anyone here go to a hotel over Pesach? Okay, if you know, so you look around. I'm sure you'll see a family with a kid with a black hat the whole time at all the meals, you know, with long payas or whatever. Mine is here, and another kid who's in a tank top and whatever. You know, like, families are like that sometimes. The Zaydi's taking everybody for Pesach, right? So all 70 Einoklach are coming. So they're gonna be yesh v'yesh. They're gonna be like this and that. So you have like that sometimes. So someone told me he was on a Pesach program. I said, was there any? He was complaining that there was like no ruchnius. So I said, was there any Torah at all? He said, yeah, there was a short daf yomi shir. He said, did I say short daf yomi shir? I meant short daf yomi shir. Everyone was wearing shorts on Yom Tov daf yomi shir. But the pain on Rav Shechter's face when I described that, like, I almost felt bad for having to ask that shaila to cause him that pain. That you know, as if like he never heard of non from people. But it's you know, it's a healthy kind of pain. It's very inspiring. So anyway, so that is our shaila about Donald Trump showing up to your Pesach program. Everyone have a wonderful evening, a wonderful Shabbos. Oh, next week I'm supposed to speak in Stamford, Connecticut for NCSY at 8 p.m. So I don't think I'm...
Shabbaton?
On the Shabbaton, yeah. So I don't think we're going to have a Rabbi Zestia next week. Okay.